Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I want to get directly to my guest. We've got Senator Roy Blunt back on the show. And Senator, welcome back.
Hey, great to be with you, Mark. I'm glad we could get together again. I was disappointed with our technical situation a few days ago when we were on the phone, so I am very pleased to be talking to you this morning.
Well, we're glad that we got you back on here. Particularly, the timing is very good given this discussion about a Supreme Court justice and trying to move somebody through the process between now and Election Day.
Well, exactly. And, you know, we will have that vote on the Supreme Court justice when the president and the Senate are in political agreement. These votes have almost always happened. And when they haven't been, they have seldom happened. And that's the situation we were in 2016, the last time a president was of a different party than the Senate and got a Supreme Court nominee approved in an election year was 1888. So it was 130 or so years ago. But when the situation is where we are now, the president has an obligation to nominate someone. There's a vacancy. I think the Senate has the obligation to decide if they're going to move forward with that nomination or not. And we intend to do that. Hopefully we can be pleased to get that done before the election, if we can. I think that this needs to take as much time as it needs to take, but we don't need to drag it out. You know, we're going to have to go through the normal process of background check and hearing, and then the Senate will vote. We certainly may be able to get that done before the election, and that would be a good result. But we will get this vote held this year.
Excellent. Well, Senator, you know, I know the president won't announce his pick till Friday or Saturday. Let me take Amy Coney Barrett, though, as an example. Having been vetted for the court already, where she sits now, how much more involved is how much deeper can they go on background preparing her for the Supreme Court?
Well, a couple of things there, Mark. One is, I think basically you fill in the time she was on the court. The committee itself will look at the opinion she's had as a judge while she's on that court. But that's obviously easier than starting with someone who's never had a background check. Also, frankly, she's gone through a very challenging confirmation process, has been tested in that regard. I was asked about her specifically Sunday when I was on Face the Nation, and I said I absolutely would and could vote for her for the Supreme Court if she's the nominee. I think the president has at least a handful of really good choices, and we'll know Friday or Saturday, I think, which of those choices he makes. And again, if they're someone who's been confirmed in the last 2 or 3 or 4 years, obviously, the background check, it will be less likely than someone less time consuming than someone who hasn't gone through that already in a recent time.
Well, you know, Senator Blunt, I have a feeling on why this is so important that we get it done before the election, primarily because if we face another 2000 election type scenario where votes are tied up in the courts and this ends up going to the Supreme Court, you need to have a 9-person full court that could flesh out these issues if there are questions about the outcome of this election?
Well, a nine-person court might be better, but I think an eight-person court could decide this if they wanted to. What I don't want to get into here, Mark, is saying you have to have a nine-person court to decide the election, and then we wind up that for whatever reason we can't quite get this done by the month after, by election day. So I don't want to get into that. I want to see this done. I think it's important to get it done. I think it really is a legacy issue for both the president and this Senate, and we're going to do our best to get it done as quickly as we can. Senator Ruth Bader Ginsburg's nomination confirmation process was 42 days, which is about exactly how much time we have left. That was the shortest in recent confirmations, but that doesn't mean at the end of a session where there's not a lot of other competing legislation going on, and this is the primary focus of the Judiciary Committee, that they couldn't get their work done quicker than the recent record. But we just need to be aware that we're in a time frame that everything would have to go right, and there's no reason everything can't go right to make this happen. Clearly, Democrats, who, by the way, if Chuck Schumer was in charge of the Senate, they absolutely would be doing exactly what we're doing. And on that other Chuck Schumer front, the idea, if you do this, we're going to pack the court with new justices. If you do this, we're going to eliminate the protection for the minority in the Senate, and everything will be done with 51 votes. If you do this, whatever, we're going to add Washington, D.C. as a state and maybe Puerto Rico. They're going to do that no matter what, and they're going to use every possible new thing that comes along as the reason that they would violate those norms of the Senate. But believe me, nobody who knows Chuck Schumer, Democrat or Republican, believes for a minute that he wouldn't have made exactly the same decision that Mitch McConnell made if it was a president of his party and his party was in control of the Senate.
And just showing you how far things have come, Ruth Bader Ginsburg got 96 yes votes and 3 nays, with one person abstaining that day or not voting. Boy, what a difference a few years makes, huh?
What a difference a few years makes. And I do think on the plus side, one, she was clearly a brilliant individual. She was determined. She was dedicated to her work. There was a lot of positives to be said about her. And she could disagree with people like her close friend Antonin Scalia without being disagreeable or ruining their friendship. But I do think the Senate in recent years has taken its responsibility more to heart than it did for a while. Early senators, I think, looked more carefully at some of these judges. Then you had a period where, well, if they're somebody who meets the qualifications for the court and the president nominates them, we'll put them on. And then you had a period where people began to think, wait, there are two criteria here. The president nominates, but the Senate has to decide if that's a person they agree should go on the court as well. And that's what we're doing right now.
Well, I know we're expecting a lot of headlines out of this one, because there's no way that the Democrats are going to go down without a fight. So is there any technical way in the Senate they could stall this long enough for you to avoid a final vote?
There are ways they could stall, but there aren't ways that they could stall long enough to have a final vote, and probably couldn't even stall long enough to have a final vote before Election Day. And so, you know, that's clearly our first opportunity to see if we can get it done in this 40-day or so time frame. And our next obligation is to be sure we get it done.
Yeah, that's true. Senator, before I let you go, will this distract from the likelihood of some sort of a COVID package passing before the election, do you think?
It will distract from everything. It doesn't mean we can't get a continuing resolution that will keep the government open after the end of the fiscal year. And it doesn't mean we can't get a COVID package, but it makes most of those things more difficult. It might actually make keeping the government open a little easier simply because I think Democrats are going to want to spend all their time focusing on this vacancy as opposed to taking responsibility for shutting down the government, which is what they would have if we don't keep the government open.
Very good. Senator Roy Blunt, glad we could get you back on the phones worked well this time. We appreciate you.
Me too, Mark. Thank you. Look forward to talking again soon.
We will do it, sir. Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.